He says, life, he says, beyond what you call death, is a state of mind. He says, your condition at the moment is perhaps a little bewildered, he says, but you're not unhappy, and certainly you seem, as far as I can tell, he says to me, you seem quite at ease, you seem quite calm and placid, you're not over anxious about it in a particular way. I says, no, he says, but now I'm beginning to realise what you say is so. I says, I must admit I'm a bit concerned about my people. He says, my sister, it must be a terrible shock for them, you know. He says, and I says, I have no recollection of dying, which I says, I don't remember anything but falling, at least I had a feeling I was falling, and then I don't remember that more. And he says to me, he says, well, of course, he says, you died in hospital, you know. So I says, oh, did I? So he said, would you like to go back just for a little while to see your people? He says, yes, do you think that would help you? So I says, well, it would be interesting, wouldn't it? I said, I would like to see them, but he says, they won't take any notice of you, you know. So I says, well, why not? He says, well, he says, they won't realise that you're there because they can't see you, and they won't hear you if you speak to them. So I says, well, the most point in going then, is it? And he says, well, it's up to you, sort of thing, you know. I says, well, I'll go. I says, it's possible that Ada, that was my wife, she might. I'd like to see how she's getting on anyway. So she's all right, she says, let's go. So I says, well, how do we get there then? So he says, you just come with me. He says, we just walked up this road. And I climbed up the hillside and onto the road. We walked along. He says, just take my hand. I felt a bit peculiar, like the worst thing, a bit silly me holding someone's hand like this, but still, he says, hold his hand, so I held his hand. So I just held his hand, and I don't know, it seems so strange, but as soon as I touched his hand, it's just as if everything went sort of peculiar. It's as if everything gradually seemed to disappear. It was as if I was sort of, I don't know, going to sleep, I suppose, in a kind of way. And it wasn't like sleep, it was just a sort of lacking of understanding and realisation of things around about me. I became sort of unconscious, I suppose. Next thing I knew, I was standing in our kitchen,